Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So I was looking at the odds today for the Commanders' win-loss record at the end of the season. After their sixth consecutive loss and seventh out of eight, they're now 2-8 in their last 10 since week one against the Giants. They are right now sitting at an over-under of 5.5 wins in sports books. They've got three. That means with three games to go, you're betting on if they go
3-3?
3-3 or worse, which seems to me like a high number, just thinking about a team that's lost six straight, and you're saying they've got to go 3-3 the rest of the way. But I guess the logic is Denver does not really blow teams out. They don't have a good enough offense to. Every game they play, whether it's a great team like Kansas City or a bad team a week earlier like the Raiders, basically comes down to a field goal. And so maybe that's going to be a close game in some way, one possession kind of game. Then you're at Minnesota, which could be a toss-up. Then you're at the Giants, where you may be favored for the only time this season, but it's a toss-up. Then you've still got two with Philly, where you're certainly going to be an underdog, but they've run away with the division.
Yes. I mean,
it is over, Johnny. So it is certain that one of those Eagles games in Week 18 could be a game where they don't need the division. Could they be fighting for the one seed? Possible. Could they have everything wrapped up and you're playing backups? That's possible. The Dallas game will be two teams on Christmas Day that don't have any playoff aspirations. Very likely. So that means you're playing the Vikings, the Giants, the Cowboys, and maybe an Eagles game where the other team does not have postseason motivation just like you. So maybe four out of the six games are like that. And odds makers are trying to protect themselves a little bit by saying, okay, if you win three of those, you know, that's what you got to get to instead of it making it 1.5 and only needing two of those games. But that's where I wanted to start the conversation today. I'm hearing all these people acting like they're not going to win another game. The Dolphins game was the one they needed because now they may lose out. First off, that's not how the league works. It's very, very, very rare that you would lose 12 consecutive games, which is what we'd be talking about. Just doesn't happen. So losing out, I don't think, is on the menu. But what is their record the rest of the way? And would you go over or under 5.5 wins? I want to start with that today at 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
I would say under, and not like, I'm not doing the, they're not going to get another yard, they're losing out. No. I think this looks like a 2-4 kind of finish.
But right? You're right there on the threshold.
But you're right there. You're close.
Who are they beating?
So doing this exercise, my thought always when you're a team that's bad is you're going to win a game that nobody thinks you're going to win. And then you're also going to flip that over and lose a game or two that everybody's kind of going, okay, this is the one they'll get right. Well, that's what happens when you're bad. You sink back down to that level. Every team that's good or bad or in between has had great moments. Again, the Dolphins beat the brakes off the Bills. We saw the Dolphins. That's them. They're not beat the Bills by 30 points good. They're dreadful, and they sunk back down kind of that moment. But for a day, the analogy I always use where the one kid races down the hill and he wins that time, they did that. So I think just on paper, it's the Giants and then maybe a meaningless Eagles game, or maybe they get the Cowboys who are, you know, on the fringe of playoff contention at that point, outside looking in. But if they win seven games and seven teams tie and four teams don't show up because of the snow or something – Maybe they get one of those two.
I think they go 6-11, and I think they go 3-3 the rest of the way. So I'm going to say over.
You got the over.
5.5 wins. I could see them winning both the Vikings and the Giants games if they play the defensive game they just played against Miami.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can't sit here and promise you they're going to, but we
promising story, yeah.
On Monday and to a lesser extent on Tuesday, how much of their defensive outing was the Dolphins and Tua and just the idea that there was some due theory baked in there as opposed to actual adjustments made. And I do really genuinely believe they just played a way better game. They were buttoned up. Thought Quinn called a better game. They did some different things, not just in terms of the blitz packaging, but some of the disguise coverages that they hadn't been doing. And it was a pretty impressive one-week renaissance with him taking over and getting more involved, which does not speak very well to what was going on with Joe Witt. I know Quinn downplayed that at the podium after the game, and I'm waiting for more sample before I go hard in the paint with that. Like, if they come out and give up 41 to a bad Broncos offense, and they don't tackle well, they don't pressure, and it's all the same things from the games against Detroit, Seattle, Kansas City, Dallas, then okay, it was a dead cat bounce after a guy got demoted. Everybody was on their P's and Q's for four quarters, and there's not a whole lot more to it than that. But they looked way different, way better, just played normal NFL defense at a below-average level against the Dolphins. And if they do that against the Vikings on the road, you can beat J.J. McCarthy. If you do that in the Meadowlands against the Giants, a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart might turn it over a couple of times. So that might be two right there, and you're already at five with three to play with. And now you either beat the Eagles in one of those games where maybe they don't care that much, or you beat Dallas and you get there. Like, if you were to tell me they're going to win one game the rest of the way or four, I would probably even lean toward four. I know that sounds crazy. I also think that until I hear otherwise, there is a chance that they bring Jaden Daniels back. And if Daniels comes back after the bye, I don't think it would be the Denver game, but let's just say when we go to Minneapolis to see them play the Vikings. You're going to have Terry McLaurin. You're going to have Deebo Samuel, barring other injuries. You're going to have all of your tight ends because Ben Sennett's thing was very minor, supposedly. And you're going to have all your running backs, and the offensive line is now completely intact. There's not really a good excuse for this offense not to play okay. Like, yes, there are major injuries on this team and namely on defense right now, but if Terry is back, then you don't have Noah Brown and Austin Eckler. That's a very normal
NFL
thing.
That's a normal December thing.
You don't get to just score 13 or 14 points and yell injuries after that.
Yep.
Like, your quarterback, healthy. Your receiver that you pay $30 million to, healthy. Your weapon that you traded a draft pick for and made the priority of your offseason on offense, healthy. Your O-line, 100% together and intact at that point. You got six guys you like because you've chosen Paul over Coleman right now. So why shouldn't you be able to go move the ball? Maybe not to the extent you did last year, but score 27, 28 points in a game. You should be able to. So if that's the case, then you should be able to get one of those three division games at the end against rivals, and you should be able to get those pick 'em games against the Giants and the Vikings, ideally. So it's not a big lift here, man. It's not like I'm asking you to take a 400-pound safe out of my basement. That's not what we're doing. This should be the bar with no weights on it as a bench press on Fitness Wednesday. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Smell what you're cooking there. I'm trying to figure out the best way to counter your point. We did on paper segments leading up to the team. Again, these are much better teams in the gauntlet, right? That we went through the Dallas game to kind of start it, and then Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit. All better than the teams that they're playing.
No business beating any of those teams.
Totally right. And here's the recipe. You shouldn't be losing by 3 touchdowns. You shouldn't be losing by 25. And then they did. So on paper, everything you're saying is correct. Like I have no statistical counter. I have no...
My logic is you're healthier on offense.
Right.
Because Daniels only played in that Kansas City game. And by the way, was awesome in that game. Made 2 ridiculous catches. But Daniels back, McLaurin back in this hypothetical for the final month or so. And the defense... I'm basing it on one game, and it may not be reality, but all I saw was the Miami game.
Yeah.
With Dan Quinn calling plays and whatever adjustments were made in Madrid, it was a much different defense. So if you're, instead of being arguably the worst defensive team I've seen in 10 years in the league over the final 2 or 3 weeks before they made the change, to whatever that was on Sunday, that's like going from a 1 to a 4.5 or a 5.
Totally.
And it gives you a chance in pick'em games.
And again, I don't disagree with any of that on paper. I guess the point I'm trying to make, and I understand it wasn't apples to apples because there's no Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel was limited, but I watched Dallas, the worst defense maybe other than Washington and Cincinnati and a couple others, dominate this team with Jaden Daniels. They couldn't do anything on offense. They were awful. They couldn't run the ball. Everyone can run against Dallas. They couldn't go down the field. Now, again, maybe that's because you don't have those receivers and you will have them later. I guess my point is, on paper, I don't want to say I'm tearing up this year because everything that can go bad has. But what you're saying is right. I'm just kind of going, I'm more still in the believe it when I see it type camp to give them that vote of confidence that they will do some things they haven't yet this year.
I think there's a reason the odds are at 2.5 wins.
Yeah.
It's because it's probably going to be 2 and it might be 3, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's kind of
that's
where
the dividing line is.
You can look at where the juice is and see which way they're leaning on the under or the over. I'd imagine they're leaning to the under. Because you've lost 6 in a row and 7 of 8, and you're just a bad team doing bad team things like they did against the Dolphins in Madrid. But it's also just cynical and, frankly, like, silly to just go, they're not going to win another game.
Right. I think that's folly. That's nonsense.
One win on the schedule. Maybe. But you got to be so bad to only win one time in this league in your next 6 games. Now, someone could say they just lost 6 in a row. And I agree. And they were so bad. Like, historically, 23 years since we've seen it, that bad over that 6-game stretch at points. But you're talking about going 1-11 in 12 games. Do you know how hard that is to do? Tanking terrible teams can't do that. The Tennessee Titans, who are horrible, will not do that probably in a stretch this year where they go 1-11 in 12 games. It's really hard to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.